This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Trick or treat?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Cheap knockoff software may seem like a treat to some, but Microsoft says it's all trick. Today, the company said it's taking legal action against 55 online dealers. 15 of them are selling counterfeit software in the U.S., sometimes on sites like eBay. Microsoft says the programs are defective, even dangerous. They can leave the door open to security breaches. This is the company's most aggressive attack on pirates so far. The website MySpace is trying to prevent trouble with licensing issues. Their concern is music. Elisa Roth explains.
MySpace wants to make sure users don't violate copyright rules when they post music on their web pages. So it's hired a California company to search out violations and to block them from being uploaded. Michael Whalen is a composer for TV shows and movies. He says he often finds his work co-opted for other uses, like as a soundtrack to a wedding video. He says he doesn't consider those amateur uses violations.
If it's about MySpace, no. I think if it's on YouTube, no. I think if somebody takes my stuff and puts it in a TV show or film, that's different.
He says when somebody posts his music on a social network site, it's just like friends playing a cool song for each other. It's only when somebody else profits that he feels cheated. Until now, sites like MySpace and YouTube only removed copyrighted material when people complained. MySpace is the first social network site to take stuff down preemptively. In New York, I'm Elisa Roth for Marketplace.
Chinese and Indian companies seem to be on a buying spree. They've been snatching up companies based in other countries. Today, the head of an Asian bank tells the Financial Times, this is just the tip of a very large iceberg. Miranda Kennedy reports.
Last week, India's Tata Steel made the largest ever foreign acquisition by an Indian company when it bought out the British Chorus Group, which is four times its size. It was one in a flurry of overseas buyouts by Indian companies in the last 12 months. S. Ramesh, with Kotak Investment Banking in Bombay, says Indian and Chinese companies have become ambitious and savvy, so the trend is only going to increase.
There is a change in the center of gravity. There is a paradigm shift, but our judgment at this juncture is over time it will be more pronounced. You'll see more companies doing this than what they are today.
It helps that Chinese and Indian companies also have a healthy flow of cash and stock to offer. More than half the money Indian companies raised last year came from overseas investors. In New Delhi, I'm Miranda Kennedy for Marketplace.
The insurance company Amerigroup gets money from the federal government for providing health care to low-income people, but Uncle Sam wants some of that money back. A federal jury ruled that Amerigroup was intentionally withholding its services from pregnant women and other people who have big medical bills. The verdict asks for $48 million. Kind of a ho-hum day on Wall Street. The Dow fell 3 points to 12,086. The Nasdaq gained 13 to 2,363. The S&P 500 was up less than a point. This is Marketplace. We're still getting those earnings reports. Today, the world's biggest wealth manager said profits fell 21% last quarter. UBS lost money on stock and bond trading. Its shares dropped almost 5%, wiping out $6 billion in market value. On the other hand, Toshiba said profits more than doubled in its fiscal first half. Those flat panel TVs are flying off the shelves. But the company's starting to focus on flash memory chips and its nuclear power plant business. The company that makes the iPods competition isn't doing so well. Creative Technology had a bigger loss than expected last quarter. The company's shares fell 8%. Creative makes the Nomad and Zen MP3 players. Later, we'll get reports from Kodak, DreamWorks Animation, and United Airlines parent company. The Morning Report comes to you from American Public Media.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by the Medtronic Foundation, supporting the National Urban Fellows, preparing people of all ethnic and racial backgrounds for leadership for more than 36 years at NUF.org. And by Mellon Financial Corporation, helping financially successful individuals and families protect and maximize their assets through the practice of wealth management, Mellon.com. And by LendingTree.com, where you can choose from up to 4 customized loan offers, 1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win. LendingTree.com.
This is Marketplace. I'm Scott Jagow. The rent's due tomorrow, and a lot of people just can't afford to pay it. In one survey of 75 cities, the average cost of an apartment hit $978 last quarter. That's 4% higher than a year ago. In some places, we're talking $1,500. The Low-Income Housing Coalition says a full-time minimum wage worker can't afford an average one-bedroom anywhere in the U.S. So that's left some people with no choice but to live in their car. Lisa McCree reports.
$2, please. Out of 20. Have a good day.
Tiana Tonkin spends her days collecting parking fees at a beachfront parking lot in Santa Barbara, a city where it now takes $1 million to buy a median-priced home. And like many of Santa Barbara's working poor, she also spends her nights in a parking lot. Tonkins, a youthful 47-year-old, has been living in her 1987 Mazda for 6 years. She says ever since she had a run of bad luck, including an earthquake that damaged her house. She tries to keep her spirits up, but says she never gets used to how hard it is.
Everything is a huge effort. It takes about an hour just to go brush your teeth, get some milk, and I get ice, or just to take a shower. You can just hop into the shower.
Tonkin says she'd be in even worse shape without the help of a local program that gives her a little breathing space.
How's it going, Jess?
Hey, man. Good. How you doing?
Good. I got your permit right here.
Oh, all right.
What's good. Up?
Shaw Talley of New Beginnings, a nonprofit that works with the homeless, hands out monthly permits to people who are in what's called a safe parking program. It gives them a place to park from 7 at night until 7 in the morning.
Well, make sure you put it in the windshield, in the right part of the windshield when you park.
As long as they have their car registration, proof of insurance, and a driver's license, anyone can apply for one of about 50 spaces in the parking lots of government buildings and nonprofit agencies. Tally says it's a solution that doesn't cost a dime and just makes sense.
The beauty of this program is that these parking lots are empty at night. No one's using them, and it does work.
Without safe parking, most people who live in cars may move several times a night to avoid being hassled by both criminals and the police. With this program, they have some stress-free time to figure out how to change their lives so they can find a real place to live. Tiana Tonkin says it even goes beyond that.
For now, I have a safe parking program that helps keep me sane. Really, it does.
Eugene, Oregon may be the only other city with a program like this. Living in cars is still illegal in most places, and some communities have stiff penalties that can include a $1,000 fine and 3 months in jail. In Los Angeles, I'm Lisa McCree for Marketplace.
And I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.
American Public Media.
It's Halloween.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.